and you just go on out, you know, and you realize you're going to have a car and you're going to have a house and you got to drive through space and buy gas and do all kinds of stuff in the physical universe, and you realize you're doing it because they're a thetan and they're your spiritual being and you're your kinman, and you're going to help make the physical universe better for them, and then of course then you're going to get some kind of a idea that you're running the whole thing anyway. You're going to find out what God is, you know, what the dynamic is. It's whatever you think it is. And it's going to be you for a long time. But anyway, this is a brush over the dynamics. A tremendous amount of good can be done. As a process, anybody that is soul processing is just to sit down and work through all the dynamics, figure out what they are, and sit down and put every dynamic that you can think about, put the grocery store and Ma and Pa and Joe and Uncle Bill and, you know, all your calm lines, where's your money come from, you know, your work, well, where's that at, and all the people there and what you do, and what you do, your wife and your kid and your dog and your little flowers you like, and just go ahead and make a big old clay demo of all the dynamics of everything you make, good representation of the dynamics. You need to listen to the LRH study tapes on that, on how to make clay demos and things. And you'll find that you see almost immediately that you have a lot of things mixed up. You've got no calm lines where there should be some. And, for example, to other sources of money, all your money might be tied up in one little trickly source instead of 100 from different places. You have big old giant calm lines to things that are not important. You know, your next-door neighbor comes over and talks to you 14 times a day. And you got calm lines just going out in nowhere, you know, voices talk to you or something. You put the whole thing there. You put what you're, put all of it. Put down all the dynamics, just the way it is. Try to get exactly like it is. Of course, it as is. Once it as is, you go, oh, wow, man, no wonder I'm so messed up. Man, I got no income, and I got 40,000 places it goes out. I'm in a boat with no motor and 100 leaks. And I says, well, you know, well, once you do that, then you take and you alter the thing around and you mock it up again, you create it again, you make another clay demo. A mock-up means to create something or make a construct of it or a fake of it, a mock thing, you know, a copy of it. But you make a clay demo here. We call it mock-up. You're going to make this clay mock-up of the way that you would like all your dynamics to run. And you will have some tremendous cognitions about what you need to do in your life, and you'll have put it in the mass universe and therefore made it real even in the postulate level, and you'll have a very marked chance of succeeding to the degree that you actually can, will do this and put it in play. So this is all kind of necessary in a way to understand what a withhold is. And why withhold is there. Now, a miswithhold, as we said before, is a special one. This is where the guy goes in, he does something that he thinks is bad. You know, he turns a dentist chair upside down or something when nobody's looking in. Somebody comes in and sits on the stub. And then he never tells anybody about it. And he's not very friendly at the job no more. And it goes on, and pretty soon he starts stealing money out of the till. You know, it's okay because, you know, they're all so mean to me anyway. And he goes, does more and more little overts, and then, you know, he starts forgetting to punch a book out, or he does this other thing, and pretty soon he's committing all these little overts all over the place. And he doesn't stop with just the stuff that he's stealing. He starts, you know, spilling his coffee on the floor, and accidentally dumping his ink on the boss's best chair. He's just trying to get himself killed. I mean, that's what he's doing. He's basically a good thing. He has horrible regret over these overts. Not only is he blind and stupid because he can't see, he can't communicate with the area, of course, then he's got all this horrible regret and blame and shame and enigmatic chains, and he wants to be caught. He wants to be, a lot of times the cops will say, well, you know, criminals came in, gave himself up, you know, killed 46 people and burnt down 18 grocery stores. He was a mean one. Why? Why did that guy just all of a sudden come on and give himself up? He was even never going to be caught. Well, he couldn't live with himself anymore, you see. He couldn't live with himself. He couldn't confront the pictures. That's all. He just couldn't confront the static and him being a static and having a picture over there and having not bothering. Couldn't confront that because he had postulated himself right down out of infinite perception to almost nothing. never withhold. You know, he can't. He's not going to let himself look in the area. I'll never, ever think of that one. I'll bury that so far, nobody ever find it. Nobody's ever going to find out. And then plus every time anybody ever conked you in the head and tortured you a while, told you nobody's ever going to find out. And you got just a lot of your own Ingrams there, your motivator Ingrams that are keeping you from doing it. But the fact remains that a person that withholds will not clear. And so if you're sitting there and, you know, PC's in good communication with you and everything's all going fine and all of a sudden he's kind of being critical, he's doing this and that and the other thing. And you know that you're looking at a withhold, a miswithhold. See, anybody that has a miswithhold goes out of communication with you. And they don't understand you either, and they kind of back up a little, and then they start saying bad things about you. Like, well, you know, he's not much of an otter. He didn't give me my water when I came in. And you can go, okay, well, that's fine. You know, what else did he? Well, you know, he just didn't have the right books for me to read. It's all his fault. You see what I mean? Whether the otter did or did not, who knows? We're just using this as an example. But then you'll find out, sure enough, man, they've been, you know, maybe not auditors, but maybe they were an accountant in a firm some time ago, 25,000 years ago, and they were accountant auditors, and came in with a certain machine gun and shot them all or something, and cut their heads off, put them outside on a stake, and everybody else went back to work. You find this incident, and it all blows, and a lot of laughter, and so forth. And well, I'm so glad. I thought I was a horrible person, and looky there, it was all just a Ingram, and we got it turned around backwards, and it was actually a good thing instead of a bad thing. And then it's really funny because they've tortured themselves their entire lifetime over something so silly as dropping their sucker out of a baby carriage and letting the ants get it. Crying because you dropped an ice cream cone there. These are powerful moments when these things happen, and a person decides that they're going to be this way, or they're going to be that way, or they're going to be the other way. So this is how you get rid of withholds. So you just get in communication with the person, and you find out what they are. And what it is, so with the old system, which I'll go over into in this next little section. The whole system depends on finding out some critical data here. What, where, when, how, who, right? And you also ask all. What, where, who, where, when, all, and who. You're going to ask them what it was, what did you do, right? And where was it? Okay, because if you realize by the laws of dating and locating that once you find the when and date it and so forth, he's going to get more visa on it. He's going to be able to see it. And then where was it? It was over there. And what exactly did you do? Well, we, you know, burned down the village and so forth and et cetera. And then you ask him this little trick question after you get all the data you can about it. And you dig around there, and your purpose is to try to find everything and help the PC, you see. And he kind of runs down, and he says, I guess that's it. And you say, okay, that's fine. Let me check that on the meter for us, or for you, or let me check that on the meter. And have you told all? And if it's true, it'll read right there. And he says, yes, it'll read if it's true. And if he goes, yes, and you don't get a read, and you go, oh, okay, well, now there's something else there. See, because he's got some charge that is canceling out his partial. If he had an FN, and then he decided yes, he would read as a postulate, you see. But if he's got some charge keyed in, he won't read. He'll say yes, and nothing will happen. Well, you know that charges suppress that that read for the meter. So one of the things when you're doing is running these overts and withholds is you're just basically straightening out the guy's own postulates about what's right and wrong and what his involvement was in it. And some of the most spectacular gains you can get when you get a bunch of these overts off. Wow, man, the world looks so good and it's bright and you can smell 100 times better and you feel like you weigh 5 pounds and everything's great and haven't laughed in years, and kids are grinning at you. It's a wonderful thing, getting rid of some of this charge. You know, I know full well how badly beings suffer for this life called Earth. You know, I know it. I've been here for quite a while. So anyway, this withhold system, you can look it up in the Tech Dictionary. And there's also a few bulletins on it. All of the confessional policies and bulletins tell you how to pull withholds and how not to miss them and how to make sure you get it all and so forth. There's quite a bit of training you can do there, but in rudiments, basically you're going to find out what the withhold was, when was it, who was there, what did they do, what did you do. Give everything you can out of it and ask him if he told me all. Say yes, and if it's true, it'll get a big fall, fine. That's good. And is there ever a similar withhold? Or ever a similar missed withhold? And totally different animals. A withhold is just plain old withhold. He kills somebody he didn't tell about, and that was the end of that. Missed withhold is a nasty one. He kills somebody and didn't tell about it, and then somebody nearly found out. Chased him all over the place. Never did figure out who it was, man. But he knew there was somebody after him, and he just knew it had to be over killing that guy. He's got a missed withhold, very special animal. Just really ties the attention into the sub big time. Got you looking around, making sure somebody don't jump out of corners at you. Well, you're very paranoid people are like this. You're in net cases and so forth, and the hospital and things are like this. And that's because of their own Overton withholds. And a few postulates go crazy and other things. But this is a very critical thing to handle. It's critical to getting the PC in session. See, if the PC is sitting there, he's not going to go into communication with you and tell you about the time that his dog bit him when he was 3, because he thinks you're going to ask him about all that stuff he's been stealing from Ralph's supermarket. He isn't going to go in session. You can't. He's not. You ask him for pain in the knee. Every summer pain in the knee, and he can't find it because he's afraid to look at that stealing stuff from the store incident. He doesn't want to look at it, and so he don't want you to find out. Yeah, he's going to sit there, and the funny thing is that they're going to try to hold every ill of the whole world outside. A little kid will sit there and just blame himself for the whole family breaking apart. He can't even walk. It's all his fault, though. You know, maybe if he hadn't cried quite so much, or he would have just chuckled a little longer, or something, Mom and Daddy wouldn't be fighting around here in the cold all the time. You know, this really sucks. He makes some pretty good decisions right about that time about his usefulness, how capable he is. And you're going to find out he's going to do that same thing on later. He gets married. And he has just about the same power as a baby does at that point, because he's just, running out this baby thing that he decided way back when. And that's where he gets into all of these overts and withholds, you see, because now he's treating all of life like he's 1 minute old. And he can't help but make a lot of mistakes. He's not in present time. He's stuck there. He's stuck there in some incident where he's still wondering if they're going to catch him or not. Incidentally, this is why the suppressive person is crazy. It's why they're Looney Tunes. It's why they are a suppressive person. They're stuck in some Fargo incident. You know, they're fighting some imagined enemy. They're in very bad shape case-wise. They know it. They know they're crazy. They actually know they're sane. But they know that everybody around them is crazy. And if they can't be found to be crazy, you'll help them all. They want everybody to lay down and play dead. And better yet, if you're really dead, it's much better. So we have this kind of thing going on where overts and withholds, and one group stopping another, and one tribe versus this or that or the other thing, and countries and wars. And first thing you know, you got a time track that's just really juicy with some pretty heavy incidents of betrayal and committing overts against the dynamics of blowing up planets and universes and killing a bunch of people, and pretty heavy incidents that poor PC sitting there 15 minutes ago, she was a little meek accountant, and now she's looking at a picture of her coming in at the head of some space fleet and just literally destroying an entire quadrant and every man, woman, child, and molecule in it. And then going off getting drunk. But it never felt right somehow. And, you know, and then sure enough, a few years later, they were going along and they hit this landmine and boom, it was all over. But she could never forget that betrayal, that overt that they did there. And so now they're washing dishes and they're still being dragged around and pushed around by this overt that happened, you know, some far ago space and time.